This morning, as I close my eyes, I hear myself thanking the angels, giving a nod to the higher self, thanking all of my guides for assisting me yesterday in releasing so many dark, stuck energies. And as I say this, I can see me, and I'm standing in a cube of light, bright, beautiful light, filled with particles, just absolutely filled with tiny particles that are slowly disintegrating. And she is standing there, almost like a, as Kathy says, a gingerbread man. Arms are stretched out, though, straight, really, really straight, and she is grounded, and she is confident, standing in the midst of all that she has released. Well, I guess that's not quite accurate either. I see her, and then I see me, and I am not standing in that. I'm actually standing off to the left with my higher self, looking back, looking on. Still aware of the white lines on the chalkboard that spell out the truth of what really happened when my mother left. A truth I never knew. A truth I buried so deeply inside because it was so distorted. Today I know it, and today it unburdens me, as it has every day since I learned it. I take a moment for the child. For the little tiny heart who desperately tried to understand why her mother left. Tactile, beautiful little child desperately wanting to understand her world. And nowhere was any clarity. Lots of whispering. Oh, yeah. But no clarity. Couldn't have someone have just told me? I think now about those temper tantrums. I remember them scaring me to my very core. And I wasn't 4 years old. I must have been five. Because we were living on Mount Pleasant, alone in that house. And oh yeah, coupled with my father's, you're going to turn out to be just like your mother. And my trying to understand what the hell, where the heck did she go? I beat the floor until I bled. And I bought his bullshit. And it was absolutely lies. Lies I told myself in order to understand. But they were lies, and I'm very sorry for even using the word. They were whatever I could piece together from whatever information was in the field. And that's all any of us ever do, at any moment. And I love myself to the core right now. Because when I turn my eyes inward and go down that long tunnel into my past, there are no jagged edges at 4 or 5. We have gone in, repaired the damaged walls, taken out the shards of glass, and smoothed away the edges, and reopened the channel. A beautiful channel of energy and white light that now fills my body with confidence and yet keeps me grounded. Yes, Mother Earth. I will return to you. And so it is.